Please don't let me be misunderstood.
So it's finally here, Interlude, and Jamie's here to talk about it. How are you feeling today?
I feel great. You know, this is the first album I made for so long where, because I made it in a relatively quick amount of time, because that was the whole point of making this record, to try and make something very live.
Yeah.
You don't labour over it for too long, so actually it still feels really fresh.
Some of the jazz heads have been going, oh my, Jamie Cullum, it's a, like an out-and-out jazz album. Were you thinking of them at all, or is it just something you wanted to do?
Oh, I mean, it's all, you know, it always comes from me, and that's not because I believe in myself to such an extent. It's just that I think in order to put the amount of passion it takes to do something, I wouldn't be able to do it any other way, really. I think if you're always thinking about some distant listener in the future, if I think about my best-known songs now that my fans love, for example, when they first heard them, they're like, oh, I don't know what to make of this. You know, when Love for Sale first came out, I remember I was like, what the hell is this? And now it's like, I can't go a gig without playing it, you know, my audience going insane. So you've got to, if you're a performer, if you're a musician, you've got to lead. You've got to be the Pied Piper, really.
You've had a bit of a life just recently. So Strictly last night, you played Blue Note in New York and did that intimate style gig like you did at Ronnie Scott's here, and performed for Billy Joel as well, Madison Square Gardens.
Yes, that was quite something.
So it's been a bit full on, hasn't it, the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's been really, it's been very exciting. The whole run up to this album release has been fun because we weren't necessarily planning on putting it out now, but the time felt right and people really wanted to hear it. And nowadays the industry is so different. If you've got something to share with people, I think you should share it. So it was all timed perfectly with this Billy Joel show at Madison Square Garden, which, I mean, I'm still pinching myself. And I think we're going to do a couple more as well, which
really?
Is great. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Tell me about, because you were saying levels of weirdness and you had me going off to Wikipedia on the Sears Tower, because this is a lovely combination of rhythm from a Nina Simone track, and then you've done this. Can you tell me about it? Because it's brilliant.
Sure. Well, it's the third track on the album. I didn't want to do too many. I didn't want this to be like a big contemporary covers album, because I definitely wanted to kind of delve into the kind of world of classic jazz. But Ben, the producer, and I were talking a lot about Nina Simone, and we were, you know, we both love the big kind of, we call them kind of tribal stomps, Cinnamon, Sea Lion Woman, Funky's and Mosquitoes, Tweeter, The Ballad of Hollis Brown, these kind of big, angry, intense, danceable Nina Simone songs. And so we were thinking about doing one of those, and I also just loved this song, The Sears Tower, from Sufjan Stevens, from his album Come On Feel the Illinois. I thought it was one of the most haunting songs that I'd been playing myself for quite some time. And we're in the studio and we thought, why don't we just mix up the riff and the feel for Ballad of Hollis Brown with Sears Tower and see what we come up with. And as you hear it on the record, the strings came afterwards, but as you hear it, the drummer just started playing the drum beat that you hear on the record. The bass player just thought, okay, I'll just come in on the D, keep playing the D, and then I started playing the chords and started singing it. And how the first time we played it is how you hear it on the record. We just added some strings afterwards. Very spontaneous, very imperfect in a lot of ways, but something very, very organic and real and human.
Jamie, thank you. We love it.
I'm so glad. Loads. Thank you for your support. I love this radio station. You guys are great to me and you play some good stuff, so I'm very proud to be alongside it all.
Tower above the earth, there is a view that reaches far, where we see the universe. I see the fire, I see the air. There is a man you will love, mothers.
sword with his robe. He comes dividing man from brothers. Still I go to the deepest grave, where I go to sleep alone.